Hello and welcome to another episode of Bouncing Back with Yasmin Adams. I'm Cindy Sweat at KSTK in Wrangell, and joining me on the phone is Yasmin Adams. Hello, Yasmin.
Hi, Cindy. Hello, everyone. Happy for another week on the radio with you all.
And I'm really happy that you can join us again today. We have been talking about different ways to help your own mental health. And today it sounds like, Yasmin, you'd like to talk about how we can help others.
Yes, helping others both through support and also just simple acts of kindness.
What are some of your ideas about helping others through support?
Yeah, for support, a big one that always comes to mind is care packages. Throughout my time at college and away from home, my church would send me care packages during final season. And I remember that was like one thing I always look forward to every semester. And I think simply just doing that for our friends and our family, even our coworkers and our neighbors as well, could really make a difference in how they're feeling or how they're doing that week.
That's a great idea. I'm a believer in when I help someone else, that also helps me. And knowing that it's going to brighten their day, it kind of lifts me up a little bit too.
Knowing that you can actually make a difference and help out in some way.
What sort of things would you include in a care package?
Yeah, some really good ideas I have are things like face masks or even like bath bombs. Things that promote self-care for that person, if that's something that they're struggling with. Or let's say they're struggling with food, either feeding themselves or just like buying food, sending a package of non-perishables over to kind of help them out during that time. And then a third thing that I always think of are hygiene products. If you know someone struggling financially, just helping them out that way.
Those are some really good ideas. And when you mentioned food, that kind of reminds me of last week's episode when you were talking about comfort food. If you have something regional or something that's kind of specific to your area and you send it off to someone who used to live there, that's, you know, a reminder of home and can kind of be comfort food for them in part of that care package.
Yeah, 100%. Another thing that I always think of is just lending a listening ear. You're not there to be a therapist. You're not there to give your advice if it's not wanted. You're simply just there to listen. Because I feel like sometimes we have all these thoughts in our head and we feel like we're going a mile a minute. And sometimes just saying it out loud, getting it out of your head and out of your mouth for a second, helps you move on to doing something more productive or more helpful. So just being there, being a listening ear, letting someone vent to you, and then afterwards, hey, let's go grab lunch. Let's go see a movie. Let's go shopping. Something a little more distracting afterwards. You don't always have to fix it. Sometimes you just have to listen. And then the third and last idea I wanted to share, a little more unique, something that I've only started doing within the past couple of years, sharing your skills with those around you. And by that, I mean, I'm a person who picks up a lot of hobbies. I don't like to be bored. And sometimes I'm telling my friends or my coworkers and family about these new hobbies that I'm trying. And they're like, oh my God, I would love to try that. And I'm like, let me teach you. Share the things that you know. Share the things that you enjoy doing with your people around you. Enjoying something like a hobby with someone else can even be more fun than doing it by yourself on your couch. And then that person gets to learn something new and gets to have a new hobby that they can incorporate into their own life as well.
That sounds like a lot of fun. What are some of your hobbies that you like to do that you would share with someone?
Yes, a big one during the winter time when I have like a friend who's maybe feeling down and really not feeling the snow or the cold weather. My favorite winter hobby is crocheting. So I have invited friends over to crochet like scarves or hats as Christmas gifts for our family members. So I'm getting to socialize with the friend. I'm teaching them a new skill. We're both bringing our moods up by spending time together, and we're getting something done, which is Christmas gifts. Okay. Do you have any favorite hobbies, Cindy?
I'm a quilter. That's what I focus on right now. In the past, I made jewelry And this is going to sound funny, but I color. I have an adult coloring book and I get out my fancy markers and I just color. It brings my blood pressure down. It helps me be centered and calm. It's not really very creative. I'm not picking out shapes. I'm just picking out colors, but it's good.
No, I completely agree. I also have an adult coloring book, and it very much comes in handy when I just need to calm my nerves and my nervous system.
Before we get into our next topic, Yasmin has picked out All Right by Supergrass for us to listen to in thinking about helping others through support. We are young, we run green, keep our tea nice and clean, see our friends, see the sights, feel all right. We wake up, we go out, smoke a fag, put it out, see our friends, see the sights, feel all right. Though we like you, I can't be sure of the same as she turns. We are strange in our worlds, but we are young. We get by, can't go back, ain't got time. Sleep around if we like, but we're all right. Got some cash, put some wheels, take it out, put some wheels, lost control, hit a wall, but we're all right. Are we like you? I can't be sure. I'll be seeing as she turns. We are strange in our worlds, but we are young. We run green, keep our teeth nice and clean. See our friends, see the sights, feel alright. We've been talking about helping others through support. You also had some ideas about helping others through acts of kindness.
Yeah, and when it comes to acts of kindness, this applies to really just anyone, like being kind to anyone, everyone, not just friends, family, but also strangers. A big thing that I like to do is just give compliments. A lot of the times we think in our head, oh, that purse is so cute. Oh, I love her haircut. Or we like say to our friend with us or your sister, like, oh, look at her pants. I think we need to get into the habit of saying it out loud and complimenting someone, because you never know what they're going through or what they're dealing with or what insecurities they have in their head about the way they look at that current time and moment.
Compliments. That seems like it's a fairly easy thing you could do.
Yes, 100%, 100%. Another very easy thing is saying simple thank yous to show appreciation and actually meaning it when you say it. When I think of a thank you that is insincere, I think of not making eye contact, saying maybe, oh, thanks, and just like being quick, short, not looking at the person that you're talking to, and also not saying what you're thanking them for. And then on the opposite side of that, I think of looking at that person saying, hey, thank you for XYZ, it really helped me in this way, like letting the person know what you're actually thankful for and how it helped them. And then lastly, this kind of ties into that, but that's just like sending someone a thoughtful text. Oftentimes we have friends in our lives or even family members that we don't see or interact with on a regular basis. And sometimes you forget to text them, you forget to call, and maybe you've been thinking about that person. And that's a good sign to just send a quick text like, hey, thinking about you, how are you doing? Do you need anything? Things of that nature.
That's super easy.
I feel like this is something that I also like to remind myself to do regularly. Like even on like a monthly basis, just checking in with the people who I don't see daily or weekly even.
Yeah. And I was also thinking sometimes the thoughtful text, just sort of out of the blue, if somebody is needing more, maybe that can lead to a phone call or a FaceTime and actually have a little bit of a conversation if that's what that person needs. But you wouldn't know that without reaching out with a quick little, hey, how are you doing, on a text message.
Yeah, you would never know.
For this music break, we're going to listen to Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell, and then we'll be back with our last topic.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a park. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
You've supplied us with a lot of great ideas for helping others through support, through acts of kindness, and these are all great tips. I thank you very much for your contribution.
Yeah, of course. I really enjoy participating and initiating conversations about mental health and improving our well-being.
Now, you said you had a few announcements for the WCA Bouncing Back program. What do you have?
Yeah, just letting everyone know that the Carving Shed is open weekdays from 8 to 4, and Shakes Island is also available for special events currently. And then I also had some results from the Bouncing Back Golf Tournament. I heard it was a really big success, and I'm really upset I had to miss it. Some place results. Our first place team was Guy Calkins, Dalton Leonard, and Ron Schmall. Our second place team winners were Tony Harding, Mike Hoyt, Daniel Harrison, and Aiden Gillen. If I mispronounced your name, I apologize. Those are the announcements from the golf tournament as well as the Bouncing Back program.
Well, thank you, Yasmin, for having this great conversation over the phone today. Is there anything else you'd like to leave us with?
That was it. Have a good week. And if you don't have a good week, make it a good week.
Bouncing Back is made possible with support from WCA. This episode was produced by Yasmin Adams and Cindy Sweat in the studios of KSTK in Wrangell, Alaska.
my ashes anyway. Played from the bedside, still about starlight. There was my heart, the drums that start off night and day. The same kind of music haunts her bedroom. I'm almost me again, she's almost you. And I wouldn't know where to start. Sweet music playing in the dark. Be still my foolish heart, don't ruin this song. Tell me who and I'd be thanking them. The numbered lovers of Duke Ellington. Do I owe each kiss to lip and cheek as soft as chicken sing? Let's get lost and let the good times roll. Let smoke rings from this paper doll blow sweet and thick till every thought of it don't mean a thing. I got some color back, she thinks so too. I laugh like me again, she laughs like you. I wouldn't know where to start. Sweet music playing in the dark. Be still my foolish heart, don't ruin this on me. I wouldn't know where to start. Sweet music playing in the dark. Be still my foolish heart, don't ruin this on me. I wouldn't know where, I wouldn't know. I get along without you very well some other nights. Lord, the radio news reader chimes, reporting Russian lullabies. She'll turn to me awake and ask, is everything all right? And love,
I wouldn't know where to start. Sweet music playing in the dark. It's still my foolish heart. Don't ruin this on me. I wouldn't know where to start. Sweet music.
It sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Oh, but California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan. California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your ear just give you the blues. Just give you the blues. dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California, California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read, more about the war and the bloody change.
Slow.